A complete high-level review of America's longest war. There's got to be a strategy around here somewhere.
What is U.S. strategy in Afghanistan?
No, strictly speaking, we don't have one, but we're working hard on that.
Who's we?
Me and three other guys.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise.
After 9 years, NATO and the U.S. are no longer strangers in Afghanistan.
But is the policy any better informed than it was when Charlie Wilson started his own little war with the Soviets back in the 1980s?
Paradise lost in Afghanistan?
Strategy found?
Me and three other guys.
David Loin, BBC eyewitness to Afghanistan, joins us on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Wither Afghanistan from someone who should know in just a moment. It's Thursday, December 2nd.
We keep coming up to these dates when we're going to have no more about where we stand and how to go forward, right? And then they keep passing. Anyway, let's get a look at the morning's top news stories. We're going to start with the latest batch of secrets from the WikiLeaks release. U.S. diplomatic cables allege Russia has become a virtual mafia state with widespread corruption, bribery, and protection rackets. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin comes across as an oddly disengaged figure who often works from home. And Turkey's prime minister is threatening a lawsuit over the release of one cable that suggests he hid money in Swiss bank accounts. Meanwhile, freelance computer hackers helped the U.S. government knock WikiLeaks from Amazon's computer network yesterday. That stopped the leak for a short time anyway. The site returned within hours, this time publishing from a fortified bunker in Sweden.
Both Democrats and Republicans are in their respective bunkers as the trench warfare continues on Capitol Hill. There's a House vote today on whether to extend Bush-era tax cuts. Democrats want to make them permanent for anyone making less than $250,000 a year. Republicans want them permanent for everyone. Soon-to-be Speaker of the House, John Boehner, is not happy with today's voting, telling Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick.
It's just a political gimmick. Unnecessary. We're trying to come to an agreement. And all this is a political gimmick to try to have some gotcha vote so they're set up for the next election.
Meanwhile, President Obama's deficit commission is set to vote tomorrow on the plan aimed at slashing the deficit. It's not expected they'll reach a consensus. North Dakota Senator Kent Conrad is one of the seven commission members supporting the plan.
We have to be very, very square with the American people where this is headed. We are borrowing 40 cents of every dollar we spend. Now, that can't go on very long.
But do the math. 14 out of 18 members must vote yes for it to pass. That's not likely. Congress did agree on one thing yesterday. It needs more money. It passed a bill giving federal agencies another 2 weeks of funding. If it's not passed in the Senate, most government agencies will have to shut down tomorrow night.
The Illinois legislature has passed a bill that legalizes civil unions for gays. Governor Pat Quinn is expected to sign it. New disclosures from the Federal Reserve show it gave out more than $3 trillion in emergency aid during the financial meltdown of 2008. And not just for banks. McDonald's, GE, Harley-Davidson, and Verizon received some of the 21,000 loans that the Fed handed out. McDonald's? I thought they were doing okay.
That's important. Really.
The White House has reversed itself. It now says it will not pursue offshore drilling in the eastern Gulf of Mexico or anywhere else along the East Coast.
And speaking of futures, we find out later this morning who gets to host the 2018 and 2022 World Cups. The 2024, 2026, and 2028
now
are still up for grabs. England is the favorite for 2018, but a joint bid by Spain and Portugal is considered a strong contender for 2022. The U.S. is believed to be the favorite. Well,
I've got a bid in for my apartment in 2065.
It might be a little crowded. Asian and European markets are noisy. European markets are up. The futures are up on Wall Street once again after a big run-up yesterday. The Dow starts at 11,255. The S&P opens at 1,206. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,549. Coming up this hour, what we don't know and how it helped all the companies that got billions in bailout money. We'll give you some great book suggestions for gifts that your literary friends might not know about. Patrick Henry Bass will be here. Louise Story will be here all later this hour.
And what we do know about the strategy in Afghanistan, although that might be more about what we don't know anyway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.